You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 1996.
Thanks, Chris. And hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Fred Vobey here in the DX Audio Service headquarters with your magazine for Christmas 1996. We're going to forego our usual address information because we have a lot of information to pass on side one. Starting off with some problems with the Musings to the Members line. First of all, we had some non-members call the line and basically leave some long dissertations on the cassette, which maxed it out and actually cut off a few of the calls, which some members put in. So please do not encourage people who are not members to call the Musings to the Members line. To solve the problem, we took the old digital audio system that we had for our voicemail system and put that on the Musings line. Now it records in digital. Hopefully it'll be better quality, as you'll hear on side two of this cassette. And also, it only records up to 45 seconds, so please keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Also, there's been a lot of discussion from members on products such as the AM log for the blind and putting together a pattern book for blind members. The big question that needs to be asked is, if the time and money is spent to furnish this product, would you, the membership, buy it? Another question I have to ask is how the product should be put together. Not being blind, I have the handicap of understanding what information is needed and how it needs to be formatted to best be presentable to you. Therefore, I'd like to make some suggestions. First, Jim Snowbarger has agreed to be the clearinghouse for comments and justification for need of these publications. Jim is blind and can accurately understand your concerns, comments, and needs, and articulate those requirements to me so we can possibly get something going. The two factors in needing to get this project off the ground is, first, to contact Jim and tell him if you would be willing to buy and support a log or pattern book on computer disc or tactile paper. Secondly, he needs to know how the information needs to be presented. What is the most important data, and what do you use to read that data? Jim will get all your comments and furnish to me the information so we can see how we can best address this at the least cost and make it the most accurate. For those of you that have suggested a Braille AM radio log, a page count of the present log made to Braille would be approximately 1,920 pages of basic information, and the costs involved don't even take into consideration a printer for this. Also on the Night Pattern Book, two bids which we have received so far for that in tactile form were $425 and $450, which I think is a little unrealistic. I'd like to emphasize that the club is that, a club, and cannot subsidize a program or project without making a profit or at least breaking even. I also have to say that if you're only mildly interested, please still get in touch with Jim and let your comments be known. If you do not reply, if you do not support, it's taken to mean that there is no interest. So if you are interested, don't think that there's a bunch of other people out there willing to voice your vote. You need to speak for yourself. Contact Jim at the address information he has at the end of his Bandscan column. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch.
Switch, Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Four editions of the Switch this month, starting with reference number 392 and these call letter changes. On 660 WBLX, Fairhope, Alabama becomes WHOZ. 790 WEAQ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, changing to WAYY. That's half of a swap. We'll get to the other half in just a minute here. On 1040 WYFX in Boynton Beach, Florida, changing to WJNA. 1050 KHFN, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, becomes KNML. Here's the other half, 1150 WAAY, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. They take on the call of WEAQ. 1190 WDCS, Cobleskill, New York, going to change to WLAL. 1290 WGLI, Babylon, New York, becoming WZZU. 1340 KORV, Oroville, California, changing to KJAZ. Wonder what format they're switching to. 1340 also, WLBC, Muncie, Indiana, becomes WXFN. 1380 WIZO, Franklin, Tennessee, changing to WHEW. And on 1600 WLLS, Hartford, Kentucky, will be WSNR. A couple notes on these call letter changes. WGLI on 1290 has been silent for a number of years, so this application for a new call may signal its return to the airwaves. And WLBC's change on 1340 to WXFN corrects a typo, which we passed along to you last issue. We showed the call as WFXN. Wrong. It's WXFN. Okay, applications from existing facilities. A couple of interest on 700 WWTL in Walkersville, Maryland, would like to change their city of license to Poolsville, Maryland. And on 1410 CFMB in Montreal, Quebec, would like to move to 1280 kilohertz. And in the next edition, we'll find out that somebody else wants to move there, too. Looking in otherness on 750 WNYS, the unbuilt new station in Canton, New York. The construction permit for that station has been canceled and the call deleted. On 1000 KKIM, Albuquerque, New Mexico, this station is now full-time. They have added their 38-watt night power. 1140 WNHA, Concord, New Hampshire, another new station that was never built. The construction permit is canceled, the call deleted. On 1200 WDCQ, Pine Island Center, Florida, this silent station has returned to the air. 1430 WMAK, Madison, Tennessee, this silent station was noted with equipment test back in July, then disappeared from the airwaves. Well, they're back on testing again with music and hourly IDs, but still no regular programming. And on 1580 WTCL in Chattahoochee, Florida, is silent. Moving on to reference number 393, there were no call letter changes. Several applications for new stations on 1240. New station applied for in Seward, Alaska, 1,000 watts day and night with a U1 antenna. And on 1280 in Quebec, St. Constant would like to have 10,000 day and night with a U3 antenna. Now, since St. Constant is in suburban Montreal, this obviously is mutually exclusive with the CFMB application to move here that we mentioned in the last reference. And one new station was granted. Don't see this much anymore on AM. On 750, a new station in Petoskey, Michigan, will be 1,000 watts in the daytime, 330 watts at night, a U4 antenna. One grant of interest on 590 CFNL in Fort Nelson, British Columbia. They will be moving to FM 102.3. When they do that, they will surrender their AM license. And on 1280 WGTX, Dufoniac Springs, Florida, has a grant to move to 890 kilohertz. With 2,500 watts, a D1 antenna, and they will change their city of license to Freeport, Florida. In otherness, on 850 WQST, Forest, Mississippi is silent. 990, that application for a new station in Richmond, Virginia, has been dismissed. On 1520 WTRI, Brunswick, Maryland, their construction permit to raise power to 9,300 watts and go to a D3 antenna has been canceled by the FCC. However, they had second thoughts, and the FCC reinstated that, so it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. Well, it's on again. On 1560 WRHC, Coral Gables, Florida, after waiting for quite a long time for this to happen, the station has moved here from 1550. They are running 45,000 watts daytime, 4,400 watts nighttime, and a U4 antenna, and they have also relocated their transmitter site. They are sharing some of the seven towers of the 670 station in Miami now. Moving on to edition number 394, call letter changes are on 970 KBBT, Portland, Oregon, changing to KUPL. 980 KUTI, Sella, Washington, becomes KCHT. On 1060 KHYM, Gilmer, Texas, changing to KBNB. 1150 WROR, Boston, Massachusetts. Those calls were just basically parked there for a while until they moved to FM. That station will now become WNFT. Also on 1150 in Kelowna, British Columbia, CKIQ becomes CKFR. 1200 WDCQ, Pine Island Center, Florida, a silent station that just recently returned to the air, their new calls WTLQ. On 1240 WBLZ in South Haven, Mississippi, didn't keep that call more than just a month or so, they're changing again, this time to WAVN. On 1280 KDUK, Eugene, Oregon, changing to KRVM, and on 1290 WAMX in Saline, Michigan, becomes WDEO. Some interesting grants on 860 KOSE in Osceola, Arkansas, will be changing their city of license to Wilson, Arkansas. On 1090 CKRX, Lethbridge, Alberta, has been granted a move to 95.5 FM, and as all Canadians do when they move to FM, they will surrender their AM license. On 1240 WYCK, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, will be changing their city of license to Plains, Pennsylvania. And on 1410 WMYQ in Newton, Mississippi, moving way down the dial to 1100 kilohertz, where they will have 1000 day, 870 night, a U1 antenna. In otherness, on 730 CJNR in Blind River, Ontario, They have been granted a move to 94.1. We already told you about that, and they will be surrendering their AM license when that happens. But that involves two other AM stations, CKNS 930 and CKNR 1340 will also share in the operation of the new FM station, and they will also surrender their AM licenses when this single FM gets on the air. 890 KGGN, Gladstone, Missouri. This new station has been heard conducting on-the-air equipment tests, so watch 890. They may be on soon. 1060 KBNB, Gilmer, Texas. This station is silent pending a sale. 1140 CHRB, High River, Alberta. This station has moved here from their former frequency of 1280 kilohertz. They replaced CFXL in Calgary, which moved to FM. On 1270 WWCA, Gary, Indiana, this silent station is reported to be back on the air. 1360 KZIQ, Ridgecrest, California, is silent. On 1450 WIBM, Jackson, Mississippi, this silent station scheduled to return to the air in December of this year. 1470 WCFJ, Chicago Heights, Illinois, had been off for a while. They're back on the air, but appear to be operating daytime only. Also on 1470 WICT in Farrell, Pennsylvania, several reports have been published that this silent station is back on the air. Well, those reports are in error. I can see all three of their towers from my backyard, so I should be able to hear them when they return. And as of today, they are still silent. 1480 KGOE, Eureka, California. This station is now relaying the programming of the 810 Giant in San Francisco, California, KGO. And finally, we move on to reference number 395. The call letter changes are on 590 WGNE. Panama City, Florida becomes WDIZ. 830 WACC, Hialeah, Florida changing to WXTO. 880 WMIY, new station in Fairview, North Carolina that is not yet on the air. They will change to WLVM. 1080 WDSY, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania changing to WPGR. Also on 1080, WVKV in Hurricane, West Virginia. I believe this station is still silent, but evidently they're planning to come back on the air because they have applied for a new call. WOKU. 1400 WIRA, Fort Pierce, Florida, changing to WYFX, the call that was on 1040 for quite a few years. On 1310 WJLK, here's an old-time call that's going away. In Asbury Park, New Jersey, they become WADB. And on 1510 WRNJ, Hackettstown, New Jersey, changing to WAIU. Application for a new station in Honolulu, Hawaii on 1130, and they'll have 10,000 watts day and night with a U1 antenna, if granted by the FCC. One grant to an existing facility of interest on 1200 WCHB in Taylor, Michigan, suburban Detroit, has been granted a power increase to 50,000 watts in the day, 2,100 watts at night. The interesting part of this is for antenna buffs. The night power increase will require an antenna system with 10 towers in it. That'll be something to see if they actually build it. And in otherness, on 540 WDMV, Pocomoke City, Maryland, this long silent station is now back on the air, relaying the FM station in Crisfield, Maryland, WBEY. As we predicted, many silent stations now returning with a bare-bones operation to keep them from losing their license next February. On 650, kind of a mystery that we may need some help with if we have a member in that area, KUUY, Orchard Valley, Wyoming, despite persistent reports that this station is IDing as KMRZ, we checked the brand-new FCC database, and according to the FCC, the call is still KUUY. On 870, application for a new station in Chesterfield, South Carolina that was tendered earlier this year. That application has been dismissed by the FCC. On 900, WURD in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this station lost their tower to an early November windstorm and is presently operating with a temporary antenna at very reduced power. How reduced was not specified in the information we received. On 980 KEGE, Richfield, Minnesota, as everyone in that area probably knows, this station reported to be silent is back on the air. Their silent period was due to technical problems and lasted just a little more than a day. On 1190 WLIB in New York, New York, this station has completed construction of their new five-tower full-time transmitter facility. It's in the New Jersey Meadowlands, where so many of the other stations are located, so full-time operations there may begin soon. As of yet, there is no sign of any changes being made at the WOWO site. On 1230 WNEB, Worcester, Massachusetts, this silent station is back on the air and relaying WJIB 740 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, under the ownership of the National Radio Club's very own Bob Bittner. On 1240 WSJR in Madawaska, Maine, the license is canceled, the call deleted. Also on 1290, here goes another silent station for good, KLEH, Anamosa, Iowa. License canceled, call deleted. Here's another mystery on 1370 WKFD in Wickford, Rhode Island. This station continues to ID on the air as WEGM. Once again, we got online with the FCC's very latest updated database, and the FCC still shows them as WKFD. 1470 KNFL in Tremonton, Utah. License canceled and the call deleted at the licensee's request. 1480 WKGF, Arcadia, Florida. This silent station back on the air. 1490 WFLB, Fayetteville, North Carolina. This station is silent but plans to return under new management in the month of December. And on 1560 WRHC in Coral Gables, Florida, we were questioning whether or not the station still had their famous transmitter site out in Biscayne Bay when they moved to 1560. Well, it turns out that that transmitter site was destroyed several years ago by Hurricane Andrew, and WRHC has been operating on 1550 from a temporary site in the Coral Gables dump. The new 1560 operation, as we mentioned earlier, finds them sharing some of the seven towers at the site of WWFE, the 670 station. That's located in the Everglades. From the ocean to the dump to the Everglades, we'll let you take that any place you want. And with that, we'll wrap up another edition of AM Switch. We'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now with more stuff from his millions of tape recorders, here's John Ducker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Say, before we get started this month, I want to acknowledge receiving some tapes from Carl Dabelstein with some terrific Glendale, Arizona IDs. Thanks a lot, Skip. Those are terrific. And Gene Rashi, he sent in a copy of a recent WJIB program featuring our friends Bob Bittner and Scott Feibusch up there in the Boston area. Mike Lance in Miami Beach, he sent in a couple of tapes telling about things going on down around Miami Beach. That's a nice place to be this time of year. I even got a call from my buddy Ernie Holt up north in New York, where it's not so nice this time of year, I guess. Ernie is the fellow. He's memorized all the telephone area codes as well as the radio station call letters, and as you can guess, he's slowly going mad. So thanks to all of you, and now it's time to hear some IDs. This month we're going to be traveling from the Midwest and all the way out to the Pacific Coast with our radio dial set to 1370 on the December 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Pause 15 seconds here for station identification across this, the Detroit Lions Football Network. City leads the Lions in this Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that WSBD's got some real neat IDs. Oh, boy. Not far away to the north on the shores of Lake Michigan.
It's called Fresca by Kenneth Nash on Rhythm of the Lakeshore, WGHN and WGHN-FM in Grand Haven. Well, the rain showers have started once again this morning.
Okay, up in the midst of the lower peninsula of Michigan.
This is News Talk 580, WTCM Traverse City and WKJF Cadillac.
It's WKJF we were listening for.
ABC News, I'm John Belmont. The first day of summer and kids are hitting the streets with inline skates, too often getting hurt or killed.
Oh, boy. We're going to cross another state line now. The Hoosiers beckon us.
Bloomington's news, weather, and information station, WGCL Bloomington. Cool 1370. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont.
Way up north to the heart of the steel industry.
WLPH, Gary, Northwest Indiana Information.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock on Stan Maddox.
Okay. Hey, you know, spring training is only 4 months away.
With one out, and we'll pause for station identification on the WGN Chicago Cubs Baseball Network.
To exciting Chicago Cubs baseball on AM 1370, WPRC in Lincoln.
Here's Dwight Smith.
And here's that new call sign in Springfield, Illinois.
You know, we just started working there. We're trying to get the rapport down. So we're just going to kind of see what happens between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Oh,
go to CBS News right now on WVAX in Lincoln.
Boeing, the world's largest manufacturer of commercial jets, says it will acquire Rockwell International's aerospace and defense holdings in a $3 billion deal.
Well, now, let me tell you, that was in Springfield, Illinois, and the fellow starts by saying, I'm new here, I'm going to see how it goes. He came from Lincoln, and he gave the wrong ID. You heard it with your own ears. Hey, Ernie Wasilowski recorded this next ID for us in the 1960s, about 2 o'clock in the morning, so we make no apologies for this or for Ernie.
Radio station WCCN, Neilsville, Wisconsin, conducting a standard frequency check with the Phelps Laboratories, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, WCCN. And from a suburb of Milwaukee.
And you're listening to WKSH, Sussex. Please stay tuned for the USA Network news coming up next.
You know, I love this next announcer. He's my type of guy.
Later on this afternoon, the next couple of days, qualify people. So stay tuned here to Radio 1370, KSUM, Fairmont, Minnesota. Cloudy sky, 67 degrees.
What
KSUM.
Station? Oh, good.
Fairmont, Minnesota. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good day. I'm David Paul. Nicaraguan President Violeta Chamorro says her already destitute country just cannot handle a major disaster, and she is calling for international assistance.
We got more baseball now from Iowa.
Tomorrow afternoon for the Hall of Famer Harry Carey, Ron Santo, and our engineer Tony Sibilla. I'm Tom Brenneman saying thanks so much for being with us, and so long, everybody.
Our time now is coming up on 5 minutes past 5 o'clock. You're listening to Full Service Radio, KDTH in Dubuque, and we'll take a check on local news in just a moment.
Okay, we're going to go into Daniel Boone country.
Playing all of your country favorites, this is 1370 AM. KWRT Booneville. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont. About 500 demonstrators greeting President Bush in Portland, Oregon today.
Oh, boy. Hay time in Missouri, and here's the weather report.
Tomorrow, we do have a 30% chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow. The high should be in the lower 90s. It's 8 o'clock right now from KCRV, Caruthersville. Hay time, Missouri, and it's time now for Mutual News.
Mutual News. President Clinton stakes out his stand on affirmative action in a major address this morning. White House correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
Now, this next is a truly clean Arkansas station break.
The call letters are K-A-W-W, Heber Springs, Searcy, Batesville, and Little Rock have found country favorites of yesterday and today.
Can't beat that. And a few miles northeast of President Clinton's birthplace is the town of Prescott, Arkansas.
Oh, Southern Star, how I
wish you. And now, another hour of the hottest country on Super Country 105, KHTA Hope Prescott and KTPA Prescott.
KTPA is what we were listening for there. Now more baseball.
Benji Gill steps up. Let's pause 10 seconds.
You're listening to Texas Rangers Baseball on KFRO AM 1370 Longview.
At the sun-drenched ballpark in Arlington with Eric Nadell, I'm Brad Sham. 2-1 Indians in the bottom of the third.
Now just south of Lubbock out in the panhandle of Texas.
107.3 FM, 1370 AM, KPOS Post.
That's the town of Post, P-O-S-T. Now, these next three IDs are all from the state capital region of Texas. Dale Hamm got us his first one in 1992.
KFGIAM Rollingwood Austin, KFGIFM Luling Austin.
Okay, and here's this next one, what Dale got us just last year.
Solid Gold Soul, KG's 1370.
Austin's home for Solid Gold Soul. It's the juice, KJCE, Rollingwood Austin.
Linda and I were out there about 7 years ago. We recorded this next ID in 1989 from Austin.
listening music, you know you're listening to KOKE, Rollingwood, Austin, in stereo, AM 1370.
And now the Kansas City Royals from the middle of Kansas.
Straight back, and the count is 1-1. Pause for identification here on the Royals Baseball Network. Royals Baseball, it's here on 1370 KGNO, Dodge City, Garden City.
Royals Baseball, it's here.
Isn't that awful? Okay, say, down in the southeast corner of Kansas is the little town of Iola.
I'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. This is KIKS Iola.
And that's all we got from them, my goodness. And son John was out there in 1993, and this is what he got from them, too, the same station.
Allen Country is 1370 AM KALN, Iola.
President Clinton wastes no time in overturning his predecessor's restrictions on abortion and related issues.
Now, York, Nebraska, about 100 miles west of Omaha.
The judiciary is a big concern about what he might do, but overall, if you're right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Adios.
This is Q.
KAWL York. The views expressed here do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KAWL staff, management, or our advertisers. But they might.
That's them, not me.
Listen again tomorrow at 11:30 for Myron Curry's Chapter a Day right here on listener-supported public radio, KFJM AM 1370 in Grand Forks.
At other times, they say public radio in the Northern Plains. Kind of nice. What do you say we move west into the Treasure State now?
1370, KXTL, Butte, Montana.
Investment schemes to profit from AIDS. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Kiritan.
Next is the home of many rodeos.
This materials, contact the Wyoming Emergency Management Agency in Cheyenne.
Hi, this is Chuck Girard, and I'm pleased to let you know that you are listening to AM 1370 KSHY, Cheyenne's Shining Light.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas.
We move to the Rockies of Colorado.
Decorated
this is KHNC, Johnstown, KTMG, Deer Trail. Time to get back to Paul McGregor and the home front.
Very easily. You leave it on.
We were listening for KTMG there.
8 hours to 24.
So you may be asking yourself, what time is it?
It's just past 5 o'clock. You're tuned in to KSOP South Salt Lake and KSOP FM 104, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo. Your country music leader. The weather for KSOP country should be variable clouds with widely scattered snow showers
this
morning.
Okay, fine. Our first Spanish lesson of the day.
This is KWRM 1370, Radio Mexico, Corona.
Bienvenidos, amigos, nuevamente al programa más positivo de la radio. Fuerzas para vivir.
Oh, boy. That's Corona, California. And now, here's a smooth jingle coming up.
Here's Bud Kelly.
On AM Stereo 1370, KKSJ San Jose.
This next recording comes from the 1970s.
It's 9 o'clock and time for Coors Country News on the Bay Area's original country music station, KEEN San Jose.
Sounds like they had TV back there, too. Our second Spanish lesson of the afternoon.
This is KGEN 1370 on your radio dial from Sulare, Visalia.
I'm getting so I can understand that pretty well.
1370 en el cuadrante de su radio transmitiendo desde Tulare, Visalia, para todo el Valle de San Francisco.
We're going to head now for the mouth of the Columbia River.
About a minute away from noon, and a look at news from ABC on KAST. Then Carl Jenkins will be in to update your news on the KAST Noon Report, along with Paul Harvey, and a complete look at stocks and sports. This is KAST, Astoria, Warrenton. It's 12 noon.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. President Bush has scrapped his vacation plans in order to discuss and monitor the volatile situation in Iraq.
We have country music next from the Willamette National Forest.
This is KFIR, Sweet Home Oregon, with your kind of country.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Linda Moore. A feisty southerner who once said George Bush was born with a silver foot in his mouth is among the...
That was the governor of Texas who said that, wasn't it?
Today, on music, news, and sport, by keeping tuned to KWNC in Quincy, Washington, the right place to be.
Republicans okay platform with no fight over abortion. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Puritan.
Well, that's it, everybody. Next month, we're going to start in New England with our radio dial set to 1380, and our calendars, of course, set to 1997. Oh, good grief. Well, the best of holiday seasons to you all. And speaking of needing a holiday, here's Jim Snowbarger. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker, and a Merry Christmas to you, sir. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of the column we call Bandscan, a regular service of your DX audio service, where we take a look up and down the AM radio band, a scene from just darn near everywhere in the country. This month, we're going to central Louisiana on a cold and dark wintry afternoon. Let's go to central Louisiana this time and take a little bit of tour up and down the AM band, a scene from that location with our friend and radio station owner, by the way, Mark Jones.
This is Mark Jones in Alexandria, Louisiana, and we're going to do a band scan here for you. I own an FM station here in Alexandria, but of course we're going to do an AM band scan, and we'll tell you a little bit about each of these stations as we pass by them here. By the way, I'm using just a GE Super Radio. There's no antenna on it. Our ground conductivity is a little lower here than it is in a lot of other places in the country, especially in Iowa and up in the plains, so we don't get quite as much as you would up there. But it's not as bad as it is in some areas, such as the panhandle of Florida or parts of New England. Here we go. 540.
Football teams are taking the field, and you'll be there for every play when you tune in for exciting, hard-hitting football right here on the big 540 KNOE. The Eagles from Washita Christian.
That is KNOE in Monroe. Okay, and this is 550. Nothing on 550. Every once in a while, you can pick up KTSA in San Antonio, barely, but there's nothing there today. Okay, and now to 560.
How would you like
KLVI in Beaumont?
Right. Friday morning, I get up at 5, well, about 10 minutes to 5. Dress and go like heck. And
they're a talk station. Nothing on 570. It's covered up. Well, actually, I can pick up a little bit of KLIF in Dallas. Barely. A lot of noise here on this. Next is local KLBG, the former KALB on 580 in Alexandria. Right here in town. They were doing oldies and switched to black gospel when the group bought it about a year ago, and it's now KLBG. 590 is splattered by them. 600. You hear two things in the background here. Okay, the football game in the background is KTBB in Tyler, Texas, and they're beating against WVOG in New Orleans, which is a religious station. Okay, let's ease over to 610. A little bit of KILT in Houston. They do all sports. And then the 620, the exact same thing. This is WJDS in Jackson, Mississippi. Used to be WJDX, now JDS. They do the same format as Prime Sports Radio that KILT does. Okay. 630 is blank. There's just nothing really on 630. You hear a little something way back in the background, but not much there.
is an invaluable.
Okay, 640. Two things here. Okay, this is Thibodeau, Louisiana, KTIB. I think they're 10 kilowatts directional. They go mostly to the west. Of course, Thibodeau is far southeast of us. They do the Westwood One's AM-only format. Now, if I turn the radio around here, pick up... the religious station in Collierville, a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. Let's switch on over then to 650. Now, it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit after that. What you're hearing, basically, I believe, is KIKK in Houston. And also WSM in Nashville, just coming out the Skyway. Okay, now here is 660. This is strange. I've got a sneaking suspicion that I'm picking up Omaha, Nebraska, because they were talking about Nebraska football. I shouldn't be getting that, but of course it is in the middle of November. I did check it out, and it is KSKY.
That would be KSKY in Dallas, Texas, a 10-kilowatt station that Mark heard there, as opposed to the Omaha station.
Move to 670, which is basically blank. Okay, 680. It's beating against my tape deck. Can't do anything about that. I tried to adjust it a minute ago, but my tape deck is getting... noise on there. Normally you can't get anything really on 680 anyway. Occasionally a little bit of Memphis on there, and KKYX in San Antonio, just barely. 690 here is WTIX in New Orleans.
834-5646 for Fury's, where every day features lunch and dinner specials.
Okay, and now we're going to 700, which is probably what we're hearing a little bit in the background is Tomball, which is a suburb of Houston, but you can't really get them. 710 is
put vitamin C to encourage blood circulation.
KWL in Shreveport.
High concentration of vitamin C.
They do talk.
New cell formation. Now, scientists have discovered.
This is 720 Jackson, Mississippi. I don't know what call that is. They're using. It's a black gospel station. Actually, they're licensed to Ridgeland. .730, basically nothing there. KTRH in Houston, sorry about the noise. I don't know what to do about that. I wasn't expecting this to happen, but I'm going to go ahead and do this anyway. Go to 750. What that is Gretna, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. They have a black gospel station there. I think I'm barely getting them. Nothing on 760. 770 is KJCB in Lafayette, Louisiana, Lafayette. They're a soul station, as you can tell. Not all that bad. Okay, 780. Now normally, from 780, I can get a little bit of Ridgeland, Mississippi. Should be able to pick it up now, but I can't. 790. Should be Houston, KKBQ AM. What a 800. Where we are in central Louisiana, there are some places where it's hard to get things. 800, there's really not anything there. 810, shouldn't be anything there either, which there's not. 820 is WBAP in Fort Worth.
National championship or national tournament, which is coming up this week.
Okay, now 830. This is a Spanish station in Norco, Louisiana, down near New Orleans. 840 is our local KWBF religious station. There they are.
Did you know that veterans' burial spaces are available at Forest Lawn's Veterans Garden of Honor? For those who may not know, Alexandria's National Cemetery, our local veterans' burial park, has run out of space and is now closed to any new interments. The closest.
Okay. Guy needs a little work on his grammar. KEYH is next in Houston on 850. Spanish. 860 is basically blank, and then WWL in New Orleans on 870.
I wasn't accepting totally of her and her family and the connection that she...
Okay, 880 is... This is Conroe, Texas on 880. They're north of Houston. 890. Okay, what... Conroe, by the way, is a religious station. WWL is a news talk station in the daytime, as a lot of you may know, and at night also they're doing more talk, as probably a lot of you know, up until they do that road gang program, a little religious late at night, of course. 890 here is Laurel, Mississippi, it's WNSL's AM station, though I think you call it as WQIS. Okay, 900... That 900 whistle. This is a station that was dark for a couple of years, maybe 3 years, and has come back on the air.
Me and the Sunshine Band, and that's the way, I like it on this Saturday afternoon at 20 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. A midnight thunder in your house, taking all your requests. The number to call, 335-4363. You say it, I'll play it.
That is KREH in Oakdale, Louisiana. At 910. It's not much there. It's probably a little bit of Baton Rouge. They're so directional, they don't come in very well here at all. You can't pick them up. 920. That's Texas City, Texas. Doing Spanish. 930.
Okay. Hundreds of dollar difference between one lens and another. So if he got back and this guy was knowledgeable about the cameras, he's okay, but not just curious.
It's Center, Texas.
I hope you've got something really good there.
Hey, we'll get rid of some of this noise. Here's WYLD in New Orleans, 940. They come in real well here. They're directional right this way. 10 kilowatts a day. 950 is Coushatta, Louisiana. Gospel. YLD is black gospel, by the way. This is obviously white country gospel. 950 Coushatta, Louisiana. I don't know some of these callers. Okay, here's 960.
It's probably
meeting in with our local station here. That's Abbeville, KROF. Here's 970 KSYL in Alexandria.
And they will keep your money in motion until it runs out.
It seems like that's the way it's been going.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you splash water...
980 is
Let's go to Kingsland, Mississippi, where Danny is on the line.
Okay, this is...
You're on with Coach Blackie Show.
This is WAPF in Macomb, Mississippi, coming in on the Skywave. Caught that ID. That was WGSO in New Orleans. I'm having a problem putting my tape deck. I'm using this internal microphone, which I shouldn't do. Maybe I ought to get the other one out and see if that'll work better. But we did catch that on 990.
Hang tight a second there, Mr. Jones. I really tried to get Fred to stop the clock, but he just couldn't do it. It kept ticking away at 66 megahertz, and, well, it just expired on you. But no problem. We'll be back and continue that right where we left off next month. And by the way, dear listener, you know, we're looking for material. I keep saying that, but we are really looking for material. And as a matter of fact, if you don't get after it and send me something, we're going to run out here shortly. So don't let that happen to me, okay? We're looking for nighttime scans especially, and some of you who have done daytime scans have not sent nighttimes in, and we're real interested in those, so do that, okay? Send your scans to me. I'd dearly love to receive them. My name is Jim Snowbarger, Snowbarger, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. The internet address is jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. Merry Christmas. See you next month.
Thanks, Jim. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the audio service, please contact Jim if you have any comments or suggestions about this logbook project. Well, let's swing it over to side two of this cassette. We've got a whole lot of information. Bruce Conte's got a real good IDXD on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and Phil Wayne concludes some Canadian radio. So we'll see you on side two with more kinds of DX stuff.